Well, here's a story to talk about. Here's an artist to talk to. The artist, Anil Shah, here to talk about what's happening, what just opened at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in downtown Grand Rapids. It would be a photographic exhibition. We talk about his talent, faculty member of the film department at Grand Valley. Anil, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Your glasses.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate you being here. How long have you been with Grand Valley?
Oh, just a little short of 2 years. I'm a recent transplant to West Michigan.
You doing okay?
Doing very well, thank you.
Good. Film department, are we doing good things in this department?
Yes, absolutely. It's a really wonderful department. We train really independent, critically thinking, young filmmakers. So it's very exciting.
Good. But you keep up your own skills, as you have with your exhibition. Tell us a little bit about you and your art.
So this particular show is a more site-specific kind of show. It's at a Lutheran church. And when they invited me to show photographs there, I started thinking about, what might be a kind of contemplative, kind of spiritual experience before, people enter the sanctuary. So I've chosen the theme, good and evil, or God and the devil, depending on how you read it. It's a little play on words.
It is,
and
isn't it?
And they're photographs, they're diptychs, which have a kind of history, one in modern photography, but also in ancient religious art. So they're two photographs juxtaposed against each other. And one side of the photograph represents a kind of divinity out of the Indian sort of, pantheon of divinities. And the other side represents the evil eye, which actually is meant to ward off negative forces. So it's a little play. It's a little dichotomy between, good and bad. And also a bit of a cultural experience for this part of the country, because they're actually all from India, the photographs.
Hence, you have a relation with India.
Yes, I grew up there. I make most of my artistic work there. And so I have a long history of, work in India.
These are photographs, correct?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. And Bethlehem Lutheran Church, where is this located?
They are at 250 Commerce Avenue Southwest in Grand Rapids. They're right downtown. And in my understanding, they are a church that is located there not that long ago from a more traditional kind of structure to a downtown location, particularly to serve the community, on the street. They do a lot of work with the community that lives downtown.
Yes. So how was the reception on Friday night?
Considering the weather, it was actually quite good. There was a music concert as well, but the musicians got snowed out in Traverse City, so they couldn't make it. But under the circumstances, I was quite pleased. The show is open until the 29th.
Yes. And take me through again. This is described as an exhibition of photographic diptychs.
Correct.
Educate me here.
So diptychs are two photographs juxtaposed against each other. They're two photographs, placed side by side to create a kind of dialogue between the two images. And it's a trope that is used quite a bit, particularly in modern photography, modern American photography from the 70s. There were photographers that did that sort of a thing. But the history of that sort of goes into ancient religious art. And because this is at a church, I thought, why not play with this trope and create a specific kind of work that,
I'm reading again more about you. And, this evil eye of this practice that's common in India, meant to ward off evil forces to homes and public spaces.
Yes, yeah. It's almost superstitious, but it's very visual, and it is a kind of in sort of human forms. It's an image of a devil with horns, and so it's very photographic. It's very visual, and it's also, by the way, the space where the photographs are also doubles sometimes during the week as a daycare for children. So I was also thinking of what children might kind of enjoy you know, get a little bit sort of, you know, afraid, but then kind of, you know, they're harmless photographs and they might have fun with that. So,
little reality check there. The work is called Good and the Devil.
Or it's or God and the Devil,
yeah, see,
or
now
good
I'm
and evil. You have to sort of see the typography to really get that play on words.
And you and Al Shah, the artist, with this on display at Bethlehem Lutheran Church through February 29th. Again, more on you. You do explore identity, migration, and other things that are usually lost in translation. Has this always been your character?
Well, I mean, a kind of dichotomy, a kind of duality, you know, has always been my sort of experience, you know, being from another culture and then making a living here, primarily in North America, has always been, and I go back to India about twice a year. As I said, you know, I make all my work there, but I live my professional life as an educator in America. So there's always this kind of, you know, something that feels that's sort of falling off, you know, between the two continents that I'm not able to capture in my life experience. So that sort of goes in my work, and most of my film work is about that.
What type of camera are you using for today's photographs?
Believe it or not, I use a tiny little, for the photographs now, I use a little point-and-shoot camera. They now make them, you know, a lot of point-and-shoot cameras are very sophisticated. I do a lot of street photography, so these photographs are on the streets of India, and I find that very unobtrusive and something that just doesn't, you know, that doesn't call attention, and I can... In the day of cell phone photography, you know, it's something that most people don't even notice. These days, if you pull out your cell phone, people think you're taking a photograph. But if you pull out a real camera, people don't even notice you anymore.
People will wonder what that is in the way that these worlds are working. Well, I get to take your picture when we're finished, but would you please share your final words when it comes to this presentation?
Well, please come for the show. It's open till the 29th of the month. And just one thing to note, it's open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. So it's not open on the weekends, and it's not open typically after 3 p.m. But you know, they're very kind people there, and if somebody does come there after 3, I'm sure they'll open the doors.
Yeah. Tell me where this goes once the 29th has come and gone.
It goes back to my storage, and I get back to my film work.
Well, don't put it in the box. Make sure you display it. These talents need to stay alive. All right. How do we find out more information, Anul?
You can email me at anulshahfilms@gmail.com, or actually better yet, at my GVSU, which is shahas@gvsu.edu. That's shahas@gvsu.edu.
Great.
Or you can find me on the GVSU Film School of Communications website.
Thank you very much for your talents to our community, and obviously to budding filmmakers. Thanks to you. Good. Let's see. Good, God and the Devil, or Good and Evil?
Yes.
Yes. We'll go with that. Anul Shah, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.